This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. China says it will lift tariffs on U.S. soybeans, pork, and more. It's another sign of easing tensions ahead of trade talks scheduled for next month. AP correspondent Zaria Shackley reports.
Soybeans were the biggest U.S. export to China before Beijing halted purchases in response to President Donald Trump's tariff hikes in a fight over trade and technology. The move follows President Donald Trump's decision to postpone a planned October the 1st tariff hike on Chinese imports to October the 15th. Hopes are growing that the two sides might defuse a prolonged dispute that is threatening global economic growth, but there has been no sign of progress on the main issues in their sprawling conflict over trade and technology. The two sides are preparing for talks in October in Washington. I'm Zaria Shakili.
The United States is moving ahead with millions of dollars in aid for Ukraine's military, money that had until now been held up by the White House. White House officials confirmed a total of nearly $400 million in funding from the Pentagon and State Department. The 10 leading U.S. Democratic presidential candidates squared off in a debate Thursday night. They traded political jabs, but also attacked President Donald Trump, whom they hope to take on. Healthcare, immigration, and gun control, all some of the major topics they covered. Democratic Party presidential nominating contests start in February. That will lead to the selection of an eventual nominee to face President Trump. London's Heathrow Airport remained open Friday despite plans by climate change activists to disrupt flights by flying drones close to the travel hub. The activists are from the group Heathrow Pause. Two men were arrested Friday in connection with the protest, following arrests of five others on Thursday. More international headlines on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Authorities in southeastern Spain say heavy rain has caused severe flooding in the region and has claimed another victim Friday. That brings a weather-related death toll to three. The torrential rains turned streets into fast-flowing rivers in Murcia. Reuters captured a dramatic rescue of a man stranded inside a tunnel in the town of Pilar de la Horadada. A person helping the rescue effort said the man survived by holding onto a traffic sign. The heavy rain and flooding have closed airports, leaving visitors in the popular tourist area stranded. Thousands of mourners filed solemnly into a Harare stadium on Friday to pay their respects to former Zimbabwean President Robert Mugabe, who died last week at the age of 95. VOA's Anita Powell has more from Harare.
Robert Mugabe's body has lain in state for 2 days at this Harare stadium ahead of his Saturday memorial service and Sunday burial. The first president of independent Zimbabwe died last week, 2 years after he was pushed out of power by his deputy, who had the support of the military. Some mourners, like 51-year-old war veteran and farmer Victoria Mwana, say they came to show gratitude.
I benefited a house in Nyanga and also a land. When I was working before, I once worked as a policewoman. So I managed to benefit since I was in the housing committee and land. I worked very hard with him.
Others came to seek closure, like unemployed mourner Maxwell board member Bonga.
We are bereaved, we are mourning, we are crying, and we don't know where we are going.
Anita Powell, VOA News, Harare.
The leader's family says his funeral will be held in accordance with the government's wishes in Harare's Heroes Acre Cemetery, but that his burial will come later and will be private. More than 200 pro-Beijing demonstrators held a rally for a second day Friday. It was to counter pro-democracy demonstrators at multiple shopping malls across Hong Kong. The mostly older crowd waved Chinese flags and sang the Chinese anthem in the Kowloon district. Pro-Beijing demonstrator Mrs. Yuan.
I want to show my devotion and my loyalty to my country, my mother country.
The pro-democracy protests began in June over an extradition bill that would have allowed some criminal suspects to be sent to China for trial. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani told an election rally Friday that more than 2,000 Taliban fighters have been killed over the past week. He also insisted his office is where the insurgent group must come for political settlement to conflict. Ghani's assertions came nearly a week after President Trump abruptly ended year-long direct negotiations with the Taliban over the future of American troop presence in Afghanistan. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.
It's V.